to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now you are coming along with me to Prague, Czech Republic. How's that for a great destination? Somewhere adventurous, somewhere really interesting to explore. Maybe a city that you had not considered for a vacation, but it is definitely one to visit. And in the first segment, you have to go back later and listen to it on travelbagswithanita.com. But in the first segment, I talked a little bit about some of the other things that you can see and do in Prague. But in this segment, I really want to share with you something really fun that I did. Because you have the history, you have the architecture, all of that I love. And of course, trying the traditional cuisine, that's always top of my list. But when I visited back during the early summer, I also had a chance to visit the National Marionette Theater and learn about puppeteers and how they work and how they make their puppets. Now, it was really a very interesting exhibit because I got a chance to see some antique ones, ones that are very old. I saw some new ones. I saw ones that are actually being used today in some of their productions. And I had a chance to also talk with a couple of people there to kind of get a little bit of background information on how the puppets are made, how many actors they have working there at the theater, as well as I talked with a young lady, Catherine Boldova, whose family has been in the tradition of making puppets for generations. And she's still working there. She loves making them, and her mom is still very active in making them as well. So I had a chance to talk with her, and you'll hear a little bit later in the show. I'm going to share a conversation that I had with she and Peter Polisar, who is the director of the National Marionette Theater in Prague. Now, ask them a little bit about just kind of what does it take in order to put on a production where we go and we see the puppets that are, you know, putting on the whole show. The puppets are the actors, but there's got to be some human folks behind that making those puppets come alive. And he said that there are 50 actors that he has working with him at the theater, and the puppets are passed on from generation to generation. So a lot of times the puppets that you may see in a production may be years old or even hundreds of years old in some cases, especially at this particular theater. And 50% of the actors that he said that work with him there at the theater are actually amateurs, which is pretty interesting. And one of the reasons why that is that just right up the corner is a theatrical high school. It's an alternative type school where they take theater for 4 years, and one of the years is actually all focused on puppets. So they come down and they do some work there at the theater, which actually kind of makes a little bit of sense that they would come and do that. So they're part of the production behind the scenes as well as actors, as well as all the things that it takes to bring the show to life. Now, I did have to ask him, because there were some pretty fancy puppets that we were looking at there. So I asked him, I said, well, how much would one of these puppets cost? They can cost up to $2,000, you guys. $2,000 for a puppet. I mean, who knew that? I mean, the little puppets that I played with as a kid, I wonder how much they cost. Probably, you know, $2 or $3 at that time. So there are puppets out there that actually cost $2,000. And I got a chance to see some of those. So if you're in Prague, you've definitely got to go and do one of those behind the scenes tours so that you can see those puppets as well. $2,000 puppet is right there for you to see. So since they're, you know, that valuable, I wanted to know, so how long does it take in order to make a puppet? And Peter told me that it takes about 3 weeks to make a complete puppet. So that goes all the way from actually carving them if they're doing that. And some of them are actually made by putting them in molds, especially for the arms and legs, because they want those to be precise to a certain way in order to be able to perform with them. But it takes about 3 weeks from everything from getting the puppets made to getting them clothed and everything that they're ready to then go. So at this theater, they do workshops, they do expositions, festivals, they have performances, and even private performances take place there as well. So if you're in town and you're there for a performance, that would be great to go and check that out. But you can also go at those off times where you can actually look behind the scenes and see what's going on. So buy that ticket, go back in the back there and see those puppets, especially those ones that cost $2,000. I still can't get over that. Now, the puppeteers have other jobs too, because they're working there full time. So some of the things that they're doing behind the scenes is kind of keeping those puppets in good condition and good order as well. Now, the building where they are, it was built in 1928, sort of the Art Deco style. So that kind of falls into with what's going on inside, kind of the artistic side there. And 270 patrons can come in and watch a performance. And they don't get any money from the government. So all of the money and all the profits and everything that they make there goes back into the theater, and that's what they depend on. So I'm going to stop yakking away because I really want you to hear Peter explain some of the things about the theater. And also, too, there'll be a little bit of a break there, and then you'll hear Katrina talk about her family and their tradition of making puppets.
How long does it take for someone to become a puppeteer to learn how to actually operate?
So here in Czech Republic is the tradition about 150 years ago. It was first activities about the marionette. And the first was this type, some especially puppet theaters, small family theaters, for example, it's for me the kitchen or the table and the children play something, small stories with a small type of the marionettes. The first activities. And for example, this building, the theater, it's from the 1928 in Art Deco style. And it's only one original puppet theater in the middle of Europe. So in Prague, it's especially puppet theater only for the performances. It's some original in the middle of Europe. So here is the especially classic Czech marionettes. It's about 100 years old. And it's the biggest and the oldest puppets now in Czech Republic. So as decorations, so you can see some type of the family of theaters. It was small puppet theaters at the home, in the kitchen, on the table, for example, and the children play something small stories, small type of the puppets. In the middle is very popular type of the marionettes in Czech Republic, Kaspelo, Czech language, Kašpárek. On the corners, you can see a special costume for the puppet with many details. On the right side, it's also very old, also the marionettes in the middle, Kaspelo. And on the last window is some new type, some humor action type, because it's only one puppet, but together seven marionettes to disposal. Yeah? So one puppeteer played the full performance with the seven puppets.
How long does it take for someone to learn to be a puppeteer?
So I think first is the long praxis. And the second, it's possibility here also in Prague is some high school, some culture school. And on this school, you can study 4 years long, a special studium, mm-hmm. some alternative type of the theater. And 1 year of this study is only about the puppets, about the technologic, history, and other. So, and after this studium, you can take some place in some ensemble. And it's only one especially high school for the puppeteer in the Europe.
In the 30s, before the TV was at the families, we had almost every family had this theater. But the whole family participate on making the marionette and making, drawing the theater. Mm. And my family continues in this tradition, so these marionettes are made in Prague 4, here in Podolí. My mom is making the wooden parts and drawing the faces, and one lady is sewing the dresses for us.
Oh.
So this is really, yeah, this is like these wooden parts are making the truhlář. I don't know how to say it in English. The man who is making the
boots.
Okay. This is
the woodcarver.
Yeah. But other for the legs and for the other stuff, we have forms. And in the forms, you put the plaster, and then you draw it. So this is a nice Czech tradition souvenir, or you can take it home.
Fascinating, right? Really, really interesting. So again, put that on your list because that is definitely one of the things that you want to do. Now, I made a puppet. I brought it back and it's sitting on a counter, a top in my office so that I can see it every day. And it reminds me of the wonderful time that I had there. It was such a great experience to actually see what it takes to put one of those puppets together. All of the strings and everything that operates the legs and arms, all of those things have to come together perfectly in order for them to look lifelike and as though they are moving across the stage in the way that the actors and the puppeteers make them look so much alive and create all of those great performances that we so enjoy going to see. So definitely check that out. And check out the pictures again on my Facebook page, which you see, and on Facebook at Travel Bags with Anita. On my website as well, you'll see some pictures there at Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And we come down to the end of this segment, so we're going out here. We'll be back in a few moments. This show is brought to you by the Sepulveda Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website, sepulvedaislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a moment.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.